You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Ian Wilson and Susan Sobin, and they are representing the OLLI program, and we'll explain a little bit about the OLLI program in just a few minutes. They offer some great things for older people, mature adults, and we're going to talk a little bit about those classes as the semester has already, registration has begun already, started on May 4th, but we're going to talk a little bit about what is out there for you. Ian, Susan, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks for asking.
First of all, Susan, I mentioned that, you know, this program, OLLI, has been around for a while. If you wouldn't mind kind of giving us a brief history of all this and how it started.
Sure. President Natalicio started our center in 1995, and she was looking for a program to offer something to senior citizens. It was called the Center for Lifelong Learning, and she staffed active and retired faculty members, also local business leaders, to do the classes. It took off right away, and 10 years later, we were invited to join the Bernard Osher Foundation, which is a nationwide network of similar learning centers for seniors. They give us an endowment for our classes, and UTEP provides class space.
And as far as choosing classes, do you kind of go on the what's popular with the students? What do they fill out a survey, or how do you find that out, Susan?
We're open to suggestions all the time. We have done student surveys. Also, people are welcome to come on in and just talk to Ian, the director, about their suggestions for a class. Also, if they'd like to teach, we're always accepting proposals for new classes. Our classes are changing all the time according to what students want.
If someone is interested in teaching, how long are the classes?
The classes last 6 weeks. They meet once per week for 90 minutes. Most are in the afternoon, although we do have a couple that meet off campus. I think we have a morning class in the summer session, which is Tai Chi.
Okay, we'll come back and talk a little bit more with you, Susan, in just a minute. But as I mentioned, also, Ian Wilson is here, and he's the executive director of the program. And Ian, as far as being the director, tell us a little bit about you know, the coordination of classes that Susan mentioned. You all have been a very successful program, and it's inviting when the people come in. What I've heard is that people say, wow, I didn't think it was going to be that much fun. You know, learning is fun.
You know, I'm actually a newbie here. I've been here in El Paso about 5 years now, and at the OLLI program, not quite a year yet. So I'm still getting my feet wet. And fortunately, I have a lot of help with designing the classroom curriculum. There is a curriculum committee that meets a couple of months before a session starts, and we send out an email to all of our previous instructors asking them to send in a class proposal. So we get a lot of our class proposals from previous instructors. And then there's a lot of word of mouth out there. We also send emails to some of the faculty here at UTEP inviting them to do classes for us. We have a goodly number of retired UTEP faculty who do classes for us, and those are probably the most popular classes that we have. But we do find that the classroom, the class interest is really driven by the membership. What we've undertaken in the past year is to actually measure that by taking attendance at each class. And, for example, the classes that maintain their attendance throughout the 6 weeks, that'll be a class that we'll keep on the back burner for offering it in the future. Classes where the attendance kind of dwindles down, we at least gives us some idea to look into the class to see what the issues are, why it's not popular, should we offer it again, should we maybe meet with the instructor and have them change it a little bit to be more acceptable to the membership. So the members are always dropping in and offering suggestions for classes and things to change and things to keep the same. So fortunately, I don't have to do it all alone.
Well, we're under the College of Liberal Arts, so we offer a very wide scope. For example, some of the new ones that we have are Russian dissidents under Stalin, and he's concentrating on the composer Dmitri Shostakovich and the writer Alexander Solzhenitsyn. So that's one that I'll take for sure. We also have someone who works at the Las Cruces Symphony, a trumpet player, and also the El Paso Symphony, Steve Schiller, and he offers an excellent class on classical music. So he'll be showing videos of symphonic performances
now,
during the summer.
What about as far as you mentioned the music class and the literature class? What about materials, books? Some people might be concerned about that. You know, are the books going to be available? Do I check them out from the library? Is it online or all of the above?
Mm-hmm. We really use all sources. Right now I'm taking a class in philosophy where we just read short stories and we just get those on. We can get those online and just print them out at the library, for example. Or some people may own the books containing the stories. The instructors usually assign works that are very easy to find. They may give them to us in the form of handouts, or they may recommend that we buy a book, but they're usually not very expensive.
And are there some classes that have really taken off and maybe surprised you because of the fact that some classes are so popular, or anything just off the wall that you wouldn't even imagine that somebody would teach a class on this?
Well, I'm continually surprised at the variety of stuff that our membership likes. And I know that our membership really likes music. So we've had a lot of classical music classes in the past. This past session, I actually taught a class about the music of Brazil. I happen to have grown up in Brazil and have some firsthand experience about Brazilian music. And it was a very popular class. So nothing surprises me now. I think the folks tend initially to be more excited about classes where there's it's a lecture type class, and there's not a lot of contribution. Now, also in the past session, we did a couple of classes that involved more interaction, and I think we're seeing that grow a little bit more. People who are wanting to interact, participate in the class. We see that as a growth potential for classes for us, not just the lecture type, but also a lot of interaction, a lot of give and take on the part of the membership. We've just finished a survey of our membership, which hasn't been done for a long time, and it looks like the preliminary results are showing that about 2/3 of our members have either master's or doctorate degrees. So we have a very educated membership. One of the things that I kind of dream about is having our program even more integrated with the UTEP campus. Somehow we need to take advantage of this huge amount of expertise and knowledge on the part of our members and share that with the UTEP campus in some way. So we're still working on that kind of an idea.
Mm-hmm. Susan, if you wouldn't mind letting us know, who's else will take?
Oh, we start at age 50. Anyone who turns 50 the year of enrollment is eligible to take our classes. Otherwise, there's really no restriction.
Is there a restriction as to, like, how many classes they can take? And because you offer the classes once a week, correct?
That's correct. Each class meets once per week for 90 minutes.
So right. It depends on the student, I guess, if they can handle the load? Or?
Exactly. Yeah, there's no limit. You pay a flat enrollment fee. You can take as many classes as you want. So that's a great advantage.
And you started registration recently on May 4th. What about as far as the classes, do they kind of coincide with UTEP semesters?
No, we're on our own schedule. We do not share UTEP spring break, for example, or fall break.
Mm-hmm. But essentially, it is. We have a fall session, which starts about the same time UTEP starts in their fall session. Mm-hmm. And our spring session also starts the first week in February. So it's about the same, just we don't follow all the particulars of the UTEP students.
Is the center open during the summer, or is this a time when, it gives the grandparents time to go out and visit the grandkids? Or if you don't have grandkids, I mean, if you're 50, you're still young. 65 is still young.
Uh-huh. So we're operating. Our summer term starts June 1st and goes through mid-July, and the office will be staffed for the rest of the summer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday, 1 to 4.
Generally, the summer program is a little bit smaller. We have a fewer classes that we offer during the summer because, like you said, a lot of folks leave town. They don't like the heat, or they go to the east, or they go traveling to see their families. So the session has been made to kind of match that move. The fall and spring sessions are quite a bit larger than the summer session. So,
I should add that in summer and fall, we have 2 6-week sessions. Like I said, each class lasts for 6 weeks. So in summer – I'm sorry, spring and fall, we have 2 6-week sessions. And then in summer, 1 6-week session.
You mentioned the Russian dissident class. Are there – some other classes that you can talk about perhaps that are being offered for the first time?
We're offering a cooking class, which will meet over on the east side on Saturdays. It's the corner of Industrial and Hawkins.
Okay.
We have also started an acting class.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And our book club is taking off. That'll be offered for the second time. It started last spring and was very successful. We're offering a class in collage techniques. We've traditionally done a lot of oil painting and drawing and pastels as well. And this is the first time we've offered collage.
I'm interested in the acting class. How is that going to work? Are you all going to have a play that you present at the end of the semester or the end of the week? How does this work? Do you know?
You know, this is the first time I participated in the acting class. And the two ladies who are doing the class are actually very flexible. They've been working in theater arts for years and years and years. And they're going to start just with the basics of acting, getting up in front of people, reading some portions of a play. I'm not sure if they've picked the play yet. But I think they would like to, at the end of 6 weeks, be able to produce something that they can at least share with the rest of the membership. I'm not sure that they'll be ready for prime time, but they'll be ready to show something for the membership. So.
And the book club that you mentioned, do you select or the members select a book that they work on the entire 6 weeks, or you go through several books in that time period?
There are two books selected for the summer term. Still Alice is one of them, and All the Light You Cannot See,
which has won the Pulitzer Prize. And we just spoke with Lisa Genova not too long ago, Monday, I think. So these classes that you're offering are doing a whole lot for the community. And I think, as you mentioned, Ian, the fact that the students, some of them have graduate degrees and, they're retired now, that can be pretty challenging for one of the instructors. But at the same time, everyone learns from everyone.
Well, I think the instructors, at least instructors who teach in some other area, find it quite refreshing because here they have a class of people who really want to be there. And not students who have to be there because they're meeting some kind of a degree requirement, but folks who really want to be there and are interested and attentive and oftentimes participate and contribute ideas to the instructor as well. So, we want to grow our program. We do want to have sustainable growth. We're in tight quarters. UTEP is bursting at the seams for classrooms. We have about 800 members currently, and we want to grow more. You know, there's, 300,000 folks who would qualify for our program here in the El Paso area. So along with UTEP folks and our board, we're going to grow gradually. So it's, as I said, sustainable.
What is the cost of the program? And then also, is your program available online so that people can go there and look at the classes and the program, everything else?
Our courses are online right now. Just go to olliatutep.org. That's olliatutep.org.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And you'll find all the registration information that you need as well as a course list.
Now, we mentioned that registration started earlier on May 4th. Does that close up pretty soon?
We go till May 22nd. For the summer term, there's a flat enrollment fee of $30. That includes all the courses that people want to take. If you're a first-time member, then there is an additional $25 processing fee. And after registration closes on May 22nd, there's a $25 late fee.
And I think you mentioned this before, that one of the benefits that people get also is coming on campus and also using the library.
That's correct. You have a library card that's good for the length of the term that you're enrolled for, and I make good use of that.
Well, just one other thing. It's more than just the classes. part of the reason we're at the university is because it's such a dynamic place of learning that's going on. And we want our members to enjoy and appreciate all the things that UTEP offers besides just the classes. So at least once a week, we mail out events and activities that are going on here on campus, and the folks attend those things, often with a discount that Ollie offers. So. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't mind, Susan, giving us that website again and perhaps a phone number if people want to call.
Of course. It's ollie@utep.org. We're located on campus. Our phone numbers are 747-6280 or 747-8848.
Well, thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Louie.
We've been visiting with Ian Wilson and Susan Sobin talking about the Ollie program. If you want to find out more information, you can go to Ollie, O-L-L-I, at utep.org. You can also call 747-6280 or 8848. They're located in Miners Hall, room 209. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, DJ Orozco. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.